Welcome back to Uprising. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. An examination of American pop culture reveals that stereotypes of Asian Americans abound. There are few Asians on our screens, and the new sitcom Fresh Off the Boat is one small attempt to undermine the absence. Today, we end our program with a conversation with Japanese-American poet and teacher Amy Oyematsu. Born after World War II, Oyematsu has lived in Los Angeles all her life. She's the co-editor of Roots, an Asian-American Reader, which is a widely used anthology in academia. Her earlier poetry publications included 30 Miles from J-Town, Nights of Fire, Nights of Rain, and Stone Bow Prayer. Her latest book is entitled The Yellow Door, just out from Red Hen Press. Amy Oyematsu now joins me in studio. Welcome to Uprising.
Thank you, Sonali.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, in reading for this interview and preparing for this interview, I was reading that you embraced the idea of, quote, being a curious, sometimes furious yellow. That made me smile. What does that mean?
Well, actually, when I was younger, I think the phrase was really turned around. Mm-hmm. I was more a furious, sometimes curious yellow. I grew up in the Sierra Madre Pasadena area of LA in a white suburb, and this was in the 50s and 60s, so it's still pretty close to World War II's end. My being called Jap in the classroom was commonplace. There wasn't a single line about my parents and grandparents being interned at Gila and Manzanar. So that was kind of the climate. As far as the curious part of that phrase, I was always curious about knowing more about my own history and the history of Asian Americans, as well as other people of color in this country. And my curiosity extended to wanting to know more about Japan, because I was raised very Americanized. Hmm. So, I'll come back to the furious part. I think the furious part drove me to write a college essay in my senior year called The Emergence of Yellow Power in America. And that got me a job at the UCLA Asian American Studies Center.
Wow.
And the same anger, I think, fueled the poems for my first book, 30 Miles from J-Town.
So how seriously uninformed are Americans still, even today, non-Asian Americans? Mm-hmm. How uninformed are they about Asians? There's, of course, the persistent model minority myth. For women, there are stereotypes of sexualization and submissiveness. And as someone who's written for academic readers about Asian Americans and been part of the field of study, are you surprised by how persistent some of the myths continue to be?
I'm not surprised, because racism against people of color in this country continues, as we've seen in Ferguson, for example. I think it's a little easier for Asian Americans who live in big cities where we have large populations, but still there are stereotypes. While there has been an improvement in understanding of the concentration camp experience, overall, the history of Asian Americans is still largely unknown by the majority population. I'm surprised that people still tend to lump us together with new immigrants. They're surprised if you speak good English. They can't differentiate Japanese versus Chinese versus Korean, etc., and think it doesn't matter. And I also feel that TV and film coverage hasn't really changed much from when I was growing up. There are very few Asian American faces on the screen.
Right. There's mostly tokenism, but of course I mentioned there's a new sitcom now. We'll see what that leads to.
Right.
Let's talk about your book of poetry, The Yellow Door. This is your new collection of poems. How deeply do you tackle this issue of identity politics, as well as the U.S.'s sort of historical legacy with respect to racism against Asians?
You know, I think all of my books try to include identity politics and Asian American history to some degree. And that's probably because my poetry roots can be traced back to my being a college activist and participating in the anti-war, ethnic studies, and women's movements of the 60s and 70s. So you'll find political themes in all of my books, although it's not it's a core part of my writing, but not the only part of my writing. I've expanded.
Right. I'm wondering if you can read a piece for our audience. There's a piece in your book, The Yellow Door, called No Shade Named Mongoloid.
I'll be happy to read it. And I kept a yellow notebook for several years, and it ultimately led to some of the poems that are in The Yellow Door. Mm. And in the yellow notebook, I would keep poems and photos, postcards, and even paint swatches of different shades of yellow. Shades like imperial yellow, Aztec gold, straw hat, rising sun. It was very interesting. But for this poem, there was no shade named Mongoloid. From palest white to sunburned brown, a yellow undertone is enough to incriminate. Suitable for Chinatown hangings, grounds for holding yellow-stamped citizens behind barbed wire fences. When a young girl's skin has that sickly cast, she gets fashion sense early. Never wear amber chartreuse or bright canary. Disguise the tint in the cheeks with a pink foundation. She knows the rules for beauty, how yellow glows only with pretty blue eyes. In America, it's undisputed that yellow belongs on traffic signs and school buses, taxi cabs and rain slickers, but there is no hue called mongoloid, no smiley face hug for my Japanese mug.
Amy Uematsu reading from her book, The Yellow Door. And I love how you bring up a political issue, a social issue of identity politics in a very beautifully poetic way that's also quite angry.
Yes.
Yeah. The furious part.
Curious, furious, yes.
and you mentioned earlier Asian American culture and ethnicities are, of course, hardly heterogeneous, homogeneous. They're very heterogeneous. I'm Asian, and I noticed that you touched on that also in some of your poetry. There's another poem that struck me that I really enjoyed called The Pendant, where you sort of raise the fact that there's people from all different Asian backgrounds in the United States, some of whom are new immigrants, right? And so I'm wondering if you can share this poem, The Pendant, for us.
Sure. The background of The Pendant is that I was at a car dealership with my husband in the San Fernando Valley, and we're in one of those big showrooms where most of the salesmen were white, except for possibly one salesman. And this poem is about that one salesman and myself. The Pendant. Where is it from? He asks. I look down at the green and orange stones engraved with Chinese characters. Asia, maybe Thailand, I reply, ready to go on my way. But the young man steps closer, like those foreign-born who haven't learned the invisible lines of physical boundary, that distance respecting the female. I'm caught off guard when he lifts the necklace, his fingers almost touching my breast. It's jade, no hesitation in his voice, and he unbuttons a shirt collar, revealing three slender rings on the chain around his neck. These are jade, too. I'm from the Philippines. I search his face for features like mine. He claims he has some Chinese blood, while I see a freckled complexion and eyes set too deep. Reaching again for my pendant, he's making me nervous, his brief gesture so intimate. Almost greedily, he takes in my Japanese features, and I recognize that hunger for home in this crowded room where no one looks like me. Just before I turn away, he appeals. I always wear jade.
The Pendant by Amy Uematsu, reading for us from her book, The Yellow Door. Your poetry is very touching and very evocative, especially for people of color in this country who I think, listening to that, I could certainly relate to it. We don't hear enough about racism against Asian Americans in the United States, but of course it is pervasive. We mentioned earlier the stereotypes, and you brought up the internment camps that you mentioned that your parents were interned in during World War II, the horrible things that Japanese Americans went through. And you have a poem in your book called Haiku for the Unsuspecting Fortune Cookie Reader. It's a jarring poem, but it takes sort of head on the kinds of things that Asian Americans have been subjected to. And I'm wondering if you can read that poem now.
I'd be happy to read it, Sonali. And a little background. The poem is the result of my hearing about a trendy clothing store in the New York Soho area called Yellow Rat Bastard, of all things. Hmm. And it's still there.
Wow.
This poem consists of 8 short haiku in the traditional 17-syllable style. There's a reference to Abercrombie and Fitch, who back in 2002, I believe, carried a racist line of T-shirts that had faces of Asians in caricature style. And the title I got, just thinking about what would it be like if a person went to an Asian restaurant, expects their fortune cookie at the end of the meal, and when they open up the fortune cookie, they find some of these haiku messages. So this is called Haiku for the Unsuspecting Fortune Cookie Reader. It's only a joke. Yellow rat bastard T-shirts with cute matching bags. Feng shui and sushi are American staples. Yellow skin is not. Fortune Cookie says, Oriental eyes are fun. They can make you laugh. Some myths won't die. We're model minorities. We all speak Ching Chung. Fortune Cookie says, Beware of Asian students. All smiles and A's. The shape of our eyes has been evidence enough, un-American. Insults bring profits on Abercrombie T-shirts, $25 hip. Asian invasions, the traders' eyes are slanted. History as lie.
Amy Uematsu, thank you so much for reading the haiku for the unsuspecting fortune cookie reader from your book, The Yellow Door. What do you hope readers take away from your book? And I'm wondering if you can also close with your short poem, Women's Lib Asian American Style, which I think is just a wonderful sort of empowering call.
I'm hoping the reader can learned something about Asian American history and culture, especially younger Asian Americans and younger people of color. And I hope people will think about the meaning of yellow in our culture. What yellow means to an Asian girl is certainly not the same as what it means to a blonde schoolmate. So I will read Women's Lib Asian American Style that has an epigraph by David Boies, China Girl Song. Oh, 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 little China girl. I used to be called Oriental, equal parts Suzy Wong, Japanese Pearl, China doll, and geisha girl. I admit I'd been raised to nod and smile. But no way in hell was I ever going to grovel as your beaming ornamental. Never again your servile, oh, so exotic, erotic yellow jewel.
Amy Uematsu, thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck with your book, The Yellow Door.
Thank you for having me, Sonali.
My guest, Amy Uematsu, is the author of several poetry anthologies, her latest, The Yellow Door. She's also the co-editor of Roots and Asian American Reader.